talking this morning with Dr. Scott King, DVM and Director of Marketing for the Cattle Segment of Boehringer Ingelheim Vet Medica. Bovine viral diarrhea, or BVD, is something that has been detrimental for a lot of cattle operations. Can you kind of give us the rundown on where we stand with BVD?
Well, Boehringer Ingelheim has several different vaccines that can help prevent BVD virus. BVD can infect a cow during pregnancy, and then that offspring can have birth defects, and then can also be a persistent shedder of the virus. So this particular virus is closely related to the Zika virus. So we know what happens to women when they become infected during pregnancy. It's a similar thing that happens with our calves. And so preventative health is really the cornerstone to a good, healthy, productive life for the animal. And it's really our responsibility to provide that to our animals. And so when you marry a good vaccine protocol with good management practices, then you've got a great preventative health program in place. And as we've been talking, the long-term benefit of having that, you know, on your farm is that you're going to use fewer antibiotics to treat these diseases down the road.
So BVD is something that's costing operations up to $1.4 billion annually, with type 1B being the most predominant strain. Can you kind of explain to us a little bit about that type 1B and how it spreads and really, like you said, how we can prevent it?
Right, yeah. So our pyramid vaccine line has been approved to prevent the BVD-1B virus when used correctly. And so, like I said, typically you have a calf that is a what we call a PI. It's a persistently infected animal, and when it may not be sick, it may not look ill, and it'll be in your herd, and it'll shed virus and spread virus to the rest of your herd. When that calf then is sold at the sale barn, it's spreading the disease there. When it gets to the feed yard or the stocker operation, it's spreading it there. And that's where those numbers really roll up to those billions of dollars, because it's going to affect the immune system of the animals that get sick. It's going to cause illness. It's going to cause death. It's going to cause birth defects. So it's one that you really want to have in your vaccine protocol to prevent.
So if it's kind of hard to tell from a calf if they do have BVD, what can producers really look for? What do we need to have our eyes open for in regards to BVD?
Well, again, working with your veterinarian is going to be key. If you're having a lot of illness, if you're having reproductive inefficiencies, you're having birth defects, things like that, you need to find out what's causing those. And so these animals can be tested. There's several different testing procedures out there that are very good at diagnosing this and telling you if you've got a persistently infected calf in your herd, and if so, you want to remove that calf from your herd.
Perfect. Dr. King, is there anything else that you can kind of leave us with to Oklahoma cattle producers regarding, you know, whether it is the Veterinary Feed Directive, BVD, just as far as what we as beef producers need to be aware of for this upcoming year?
Oh, just that, you know, cattle health really starts with preventing the disease. It doesn't start with treating the disease. So just keep that in mind, and that's really the cornerstone to a healthy, productive animal and to an efficient cow-calf operation. So keep that in mind when you're thinking about treating these diseases. It's more about preventing them.
Thank you.